Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Hey, welcome again back with me. We're finally getting rid of Luke. He's just...
Yay!
What? He's just packing up his stuff. And buggering off. Although he's left me a bottle of ale.
And the chin up,
man. Yeah. Wow. And we've got Faith here. How are you doing, Faith?
Come in, nation.
Come in, nation. How are you doing?
I'm good. Had a bit of a heavy weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there.
And what have you been doing?
Well, something that I wanted to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
Me and you.
What have I done?
No, you haven't done anything. Me and you went out on Friday, didn't we?
Yes.
With our good friend Dave. And we went to see a tribute band. So yes. I wanted to talk to you about what your thoughts are on tribute bands. Now, we went to see Pearl Jam UK.
Yes.
I thought they were very good. What did you think?
I thought they were good as a Pearl Jam tribute band.
So I like my tribute bands a bit Stars Are Your Eyes. I expect them to look like them and sound like them.
Yes.
And I think that they'd made quite a sterling effort, I thought.
Yeah, they definitely did look like them with a dodgy wig.
With a wig, yes. However, it made an effort, so that was fine by me.
Yeah. But it did sound very much like them. I don't know a massive amount of Pearl Jam songs, but the ones that I did know, and I knew more than I thought I knew as well, but the ones I did know, they did very well.
Mm.
So I'm a bit conflicted on tribute bands as a whole.
Because we've seen the Antarctic Monkeys as well, haven't we? Who also played at the Academy 2 last night. And when we went to see them, when they came on, and the bloke that was Alex Turner, I went, Alex Turner? Alex Turner's dad, who's like older than I was. And I feel like if they're doing it, and like you said earlier, you're paying a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
Our tickets for Pearl Jam UK were £14. Whereas if you're going to see your local band or whatever, it's like £6. So I expect if you're in a tribute band and that's your job, you make an effort. It's like I went to see the Clone Roses last year at Plug.
Yeah.
And when they came on, the lead singer was fat. And like Ian Brown, you couldn't get a thinner man if you tried.
No,
that's
a bit of a conflict.
This is your job. You're impersonating Ian Brown. At least have the decency to look like him.
Yeah. Now, I think the Pearl Jam guy, the Eddie Vedder guy, did make a big effort. The rest of the band didn't necessarily look like what I remember Pearl Jam to look like.
But hey, we just wanted the Eddie Vedder, really.
But that's what you want. You want the front man to look like. And it was worth saying that it was a Pearl Jam tribute act, which was supported by the Eddie Vedder tribute act.
Yes. Eddie Vedder supporting Eddie Vedder.
Yes.
Will the real Eddie Vedder please stand up?
All the Eddie Vedders that you can swing a cap to mix up the metaphors. So what did you think of it?
I really enjoyed it.
You are more of a Pearl Jam fan than I am.
Yeah, and Dave's a big Pearl
Dave.
Jam fan. Yeah. I thought, James has just opened a can of lager and it's gone absolutely everywhere. Consummate professional.
This is why we're not allowed drinks in the studio.
I think because we're never going to get to see Pearl Jam because the chances of them touring the UK are pretty small.
Yeah.
Then I think it was worth it. I thought I really enjoyed it. Thought we all had a good time, didn't we?
Did you have a favourite song?
The ones off the 10 album. Yeah. Jeremy, obviously.
Yes.
Mine and Dave's favourite song.
The story behind that song is pretty horrific.
Yeah, but it's still my favourite. And I liked Dissident as well, that I'd only just started to listen to because I've been listening to them on Spotify this week.
Okay.
So I really liked that, and Yellow Ledbetter that they did at the end. Yeah, in fact, I really liked it. I had a good night.
Yeah, and then afterwards we went to go and see Paul Sellers, who does Eclectica on a Sunday here at Sheffield Live. And he was doing his eclectic and I at Harrison's Bar, and it was suitably eclectic.
I thought it was all right. Does he play there every Friday?
No, it's only occasionally.
Oh, right.
It wasn't that busy, was it, in there? But it was all right.
No, I don't know if it ever gets that busy. Mm. It's kind of a little bit off the beaten track, isn't it?
It had the barman that just made up the prices.
Fair enough. Yeah, they do that in rocking chair, don't they?
Yeah.
Like £3.20, it was a fiver 10 minutes ago. Never mind.
Well, this barman on on Friday, I went and I got like three drinks, and he just looked at it like for a second and went, ah, just call it a fiver.
Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah.
And then we went up after and got about 10 drinks, and he looked at it, didn't key it into a till or anything, just looked across it all and went, that's 13 quid. Like, okay, there's at least 25 quid off of booze there.
But yeah, that'll do for me.
Yeah.
And then you went to the Washington after, didn't you?
Yes.
I sensibly went home.
Washington was good. Same usual crowd there. Had a bit of a boogie. I stood outside for most of it because it was boiling inside as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Washington's a Washington, isn't it?
Yes, I went last night.
Oh, yeah? Any good?
Oh, yeah, same old, same old. Always good for a dance. But I'd been to a gig at the Lead Mill.
Yes.
I went to see Walking on Cars, an Irish band.
All right.
Yeah, they were really good.
Were they walking on cars?
They didn't. During the performance, no. I don't think it was sold out, but that suits me, because if it's a sold-out gig at the Lead Mill, it's absolutely rammed, obviously, and you can't see out when you're my height.
Yes.
And when there's people like you in the crowd, James, because me and Dave were laughing on Friday when we went to the gig, Dave went, James is the bloke that you don't want to stand behind at a gig, because you're about 6'5".
Yes.
Height.
And wide.
And wide.
And wide. Yeah, I kind of get that. I'm really conscious about it, which is why I always stand
at the back.
Yeah, I stand back behind people, and I always try and look around and see if there is someone smaller where I'm going to stand, and then invite them to go in front of me first.
Because wherever you stand, you're going to see somewhere.
Exactly. So what we've done is we've picked out some songs from the last year of the Squeak.
Yes.
Because it's the Squeak's year anniversary. So I asked you to pick out some songs,
mm-hmm.
which you kindly did.
I did.
And so we'll start playing some of them, I guess.
Okie doke. Who are we going with first?
Let's go with, the obvious choice first. It's one I would have picked anyway, but October Drift.
Of course.
Yeah. This is Losing My Touch.
Here for me now.
is Sheffield Live.
This is Sheffield Live, and that was
October Drift.
October Drift. And yeah, I've just done what Luke does and just broken the console.
Ace.
Yeah, this console doesn't work very well.
Well, it doesn't now. You've hammered it.
But that was October Drift, which is one of your picks. And
yes.
Tell me about October Drift from your point of view.
Where did we... Obviously, you got me into them because your brother manages them through his management company. And I can't remember which was the first gig that we went to. Plug. It was a Plug gig.
Was it Plug?
Yes. Yeah, and then I've kind of... That was about a year or so ago. And obviously I've loved them ever since.
They are
really,
just,
really good live
band.
Yeah,
they're an amazing band that just get in your face.
Mm. So I've seen them at Plug twice.
Yeah.
We've seen them at Corporation.
Yeah, Local Authority Room up there.
When Slow Readers were on as well. And that was an amazing gig. Then we've seen them at Lead Mill with Slow Readers.
Yeah.
Then they played Tramlines. And then they played a gig October, but I couldn't go because I was at the Specials.
You went to the Specials, yeah.
Yes.
But it was a good gig. That was where they were supported by Trash and Rude.
Are Trash playing soon?
They've,
playing at Rocking Chair?
They've just announced a Rocking Chair gig for the new year, yeah.
Right.
So that's coming up, which I think Neil's helping promote that one.
Hmm. But yeah, October Drift, it's never a bad show. The lads always give like 110%. Kiwi's just amazing. They're just fantastic. If they do come to your town, get off your arses and go and see them because they are amazing.
When you say they come to your town, we are on Sheffield Live, so your town will be Sheffield.
Yeah, your town will be Sheffield. But I think we've cast the net further afield today, and I think there may be some people in the northwest listening.
Oh, right, okay.
Specifically my mum and our kid.
Oh, is your mum going to go and see him?
Yeah, my mum's going to go with my brother.
I think she'd enjoy it.
I'm sure she would. Yeah. I'm sure my brother would.
Yeah. What kind of music is he into?
Oh, he likes all sorts. He's quite eclectic in what he likes. In fact, we went to a gig at the Lead Mill at the beginning of October.
Yes.
Went to see Bob Mould, who I'd not heard of, but used to be in Husker Du and Sugar. So I gave him a listen on Spotify, and he was really, really good. So it came on at 8:45 and just did a solid 2 hours.
Wow.
And this guy's in his 50s, but he was absolutely amazing, really good. But that's somebody I wouldn't have ever gone to see if it hadn't been for my brother. Yeah. He wanted us to play some, I think it's Thurston Moore.
Oh, right.
Who was in, the name escapes me.
I'm lost.
Sonic Youth.
Oh, Sonic Youth.
Yes, yes.
I never really got into them, you know. I don't know why.
I think I had that one album that everybody had.
Yeah.
With the black and white cover.
I think I was just rebelling and didn't want to listen to what everyone else was listening to at that time. I was about that stupid age where you do that.
Yeah, but you don't really like it.
Yeah. Of the other bands that you've obviously liked, another one of my favourites, what can you tell me about Cellar Door Mooncrow?
Well, unfortunately, I've only seen them once, and I really, really want to go and see them again because the gig that we went to, they just totally took me by surprise, and I thought they were absolutely fantastic. There's just two brothers.
Yeah.
And with the world's biggest beards, but that's not really anything to do with it. And they're just fantastic.
Yeah. I was completely blown away. I'd seen them in their previous guise because they were in a band beforehand. And I actually really liked them because it was like having two frontmen and they harmonised together and stuff. So I wasn't sure what to expect with Cellar Door Mooncrow. Really enjoyed it. And they've done a cover of, well, they've mashed up Led Zeppelin and Sia.
I really like this track.
Yeah, it's just something that shouldn't work.
Mm.
Yeah, it does so well.
Yeah, so we'll give this a listen. And
it's also the theme tune to Carl Maloney's Rate Good Music podcast as well.
Oh, right.
So
I may give that a listen as well.
Yeah, why not? So, yeah, this is what they call Zeppia, Cellar Door Mooncrow.
is Sheffield Live.
Solid or Mooncrow, and yeah, they're just brilliant, aren't they?
Mm. Well, my brother's texting and said he thinks the Led Zeppelin sample's a bit cheeky.
It is a bit, but I think it's a nice little mashup.
Mm. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
That is one song, I put it on the list today, but we've actually never played it on the Squeak before, that one. We played three of their other songs before.
I've obviously heard it when I went to see him and then when we've been at your house.
Yeah.
Because I tried to download their stuff and I could... Because is it on Bandcamp?
It's free on Bandcamp, but you can't do it from an iPhone or something,
yeah,
can you?
Yeah, so I downloaded them all. Well, clicked on the links and whatnot, and then had to text you to say, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And
I've got them at home, I'll just give them you.
Yeah, okay, great, somewhere. Nice one. My mum's texting. She says, October Drift are on in the northern quarter in Manchester next week, next Thursday at Dive Bar.
They are, it's a free entry gig as well. And there's a massive bus, minibus going over from Sheffield. Which I believe the bus is actually what used to be the Stone Roses' tour bus.
Oh, really?
I've heard.
Oh, well.
So
get yourselves down there, then.
That will be fun. I think you can get tickets for the bus and the show as well, because although it's free entry, it's still ticketed.
Right.
Because they're expecting a lot of people to go. So, but you can get them by going on to October Drift's Facebook page.
Go and do it.
There's links there now. Colin Maloney's tweeted in and said he went to see the Celador Mooncrow last night at Corp. I didn't know they were on.
Well, I couldn't go anywhere because I was already going to the lead mill, so...
Said that they were eight good. They were supporting the Gravel Tones, that are an Australian version of them, or like an Australian version of Solid Omone Crew.
Oh, and Carl, if you know when the next gig in, if you could let us know, that'd be great.
They got a video shoot coming up, which I was kindly invited to go and take part in their video shoot, but it's on a night I can't make.
That's unfortunate. Do you need me to go instead?
Well, I think they've been asking for people through their Facebook page and stuff. You're not on Facebook,
not on
are you?
Facebook,
so you miss
no.
this stuff.
Oh, God. Oh. What did we do before Facebook?
We generally met each other,
yeah,
and talked to our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went out on Thursday and...
yes, you did. Unfortunately, I could not make this night.
Yeah, very interesting night, because it was Bungalows and Bears, their 10th anniversary. So where we've been celebrating a year of the Squeak here, Bungalows and Bears have managed to last for 10.
Mm.
Even though for a good portion of that, it really smelt in there.
I was restraining myself from saying that. The reason I don't go in there very often is for that reason.
The good news is, and I've not been for a while, so I don't know when this happened.
It doesn't stink anymore.
They've taken the carpet out. It doesn't smell.
Speaking of carpets,
yeah.
The carpet in the Academy is absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
It must be the same carpet was when it was Barry Noble's Roxy's.
In the 70s.
Because it absolutely stinks of vomit and wee.
Yeah.
Because I went to see specials on the October Drift night, and then 3 days later I went to see Jake Bugg, and like it just absolutely reeks. Why they don't take it out, I don't know.
Yeah, it's quite expensive, isn't it, for a venue carpet, because it has to be that thicker, like spongier.
But why would you have a carpet in a club in this day and age?
That is a good question, which Bungalows and Bears have now answered, because they've taken the carpet out completely and it's wooden panels now, wooden flooring.
Mm.
By the way, Carl Maloney's just tweeted and said 3rd of December at Shakespeare's as the next Celador Mooncrow gig. So that's one to have a good think about.
I think my mum's coming down that weekend. I might take my mum.
Yeah. Should we take your mum to Shakespeare's?
Yeah.
Take her upstairs for a bit of rock and roll action.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll like it. I mean, she's coming down that weekend because it's the Victorian Fair at Kelham Island.
Oh, it is,
on
yes,
every
yeah.
year, so.
And as well, the Pedlar Market's
yes.
on that weekend as well.
It's all bloody go, isn't it?
It is. So, yeah, Thursday, I turned...
Yes,
went,
sorry,
went to...
I digressed, I do apologise.
That's quite all right, it's what we do.
It's what the Squeak does.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I start talking about something on a Squeak, then Luke takes off in another direction and something else happens. I completely miss what I was going to talk about in the first place and never get back to it.
But I know what you're going to talk about. You're going to talk about this grime night that was on Bungalows and Bears. I mean, I'm all about the grime, as you know, James.
Grime, I think music nowadays, it's such a shame, and I read an article about it this week as well, in the Telegraph, I think. Subcultures don't exist anymore. You know, like you used to have like punk, you used to have mods and rockers and like the indie kids and stuff. This doesn't exist anymore.
No, unless you go to a specials gig.
And well, yeah, but it doesn't exist for like the future generations. It's like the same thing as we went to a Pearl Jam tribute act. Like, in 25 years, who are the tribute acts going to be? There's nobody that stands out that is worthy of being tributed to me, because music's just gone like that. And there's nothing that people are different about or identify with, except for, I think, the only proper subculture that exists in Britain now is grime, for the kids.
For the youth.
For the youths, as DJ Ski would say. So yeah, I went down to Bungalows and Bears, and it was really good. Like, I wasn't sure what to expect. I've seen like Matic Mouth live before a long time ago. He was doing Clubs and Spades and stuff like that. But Matic Mouth was with Sticky Blood and a few other people, so it was like a collective of people that came on and did their little bits, and it was awesome. Genuinely really enjoyed the whole night of it, and the whole atmosphere as well. Like
the hatsmosphere, or the atmosphere. Let's be clear, which one was it?
There were lots of people wearing hats, so there was some dodgy velour tracksuits as well.
Yes, you did say that some poor lad had come in a gold velour tracksuit, sort of diamante cap that looked like he'd Googled what do you wear to a grime night, and then he'd like rocked off in it.
It did kind of feel like that, but I'm old, so maybe that's
maybe they
just
are wearing that.
Yeah, maybe it's just, and maybe that's why I don't see the subcultures, because I'm older than most people. I was stood with my friend Scott Bailey, who does a Bailey of Sheffield cable bracelet and stuff like that, and Christmas decorations, which you can now buy on the website.
Oh, lovely.
Stainless steel Christmas decorations, really nice.
Oh, I'll give it a shufty.
Yeah. But yeah, I was stood with him, and we're both of an older kind of persuasion. And he looked at me and he went, I always feel old at these things. And I went, yeah, I do, but I'm never going to stop going to them.
Well, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just
enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Matic Mouth was there. He's got some new stuff coming out, which is going to send us to play on the Squeak at some point. But in the meantime, I've got this track from him, which is his last single, which is on iTunes now. It's called Stay Shining.
Okie doke.
Gonna hotel. Queen, We don't watch you, so don't watch.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, that was broken again.
You bust it again.
Yeah. I had a go at Luke for doing this earlier.
This is.
Yeah, my fault. But that's Matic Mouth. It was awesome. I really like. He is, right? You know, like you get your perfect rock and roll front man.
Mm.
Like we saw all the Eddie Vedders the other night. And
we did see a lot of Eddie Vedders, yeah.
As a front man, really good.
Mm.
Like, Matic Mouth is the perfect front man for Grime.
Grime.
Yeah. He gets into your face and he like, hangs over the crowd and stuff. It was really good. And the Sticky Blood Boys as well were really good. I think they're doing just awesome stuff and they're doing loads of stuff around the Sheffield Grime scene, but they're also doing lots with other artists as well. Like,
Sticky,
out of
is that
and
the
stuff.
One with the three of them in?
It's kind of a production duo. So Andy and Jamie, Andy of ex-Arctic Monkeys fame.
Right. Have I seen him at your house? I think you've had him on when I've been round.
Yeah, I think I do normally play him on YouTube or something at home.
Yeah.
So it's a background thing. So yeah, that's one of the only kind of existing subcultures, I think, now.
Yes, my brother would text in to say music isn't tribal anymore.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think it is.
He also texted in to say he's a bit too long in the tooth for grime. I mean, as a 43-year-old white woman, I am grime's target market.
Well, exactly. I think people dismiss it because it is so different. But I think it does have some quality music. And when you think about it as well, the lyrics to a song, like 3 or 4 verses and a chorus that you repeat, grime has to do that for one song like 20 times over because there's so many lyrics in it. And you can get really, really clever lyrics if you can. I think as well it has to be understandable. And I quite like Marcus, Matic Mouth, because he does it in his own Sheffield accent, so it's easy for me to understand.
I mean, it wouldn't be something that I would listen to at home, but
no.
if they were on, and it wouldn't be something that I wouldn't go and see, because I think just get out, see some live music.
Yeah, see music. Music's almost dying, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
I get embarrassed for people when I go, oh, and feel uncomfortable for myself when I go and there's like 3 people in the crowd. I think we said it in the Squeak show earlier, like music is oversaturated at the minute in terms of the amount of bands and the amount of venues doing it, but nobody's kind of doing it properly.
Mm.
Yeah, so after that little rant.
Yeah, anyway, go on. What else are we talking about?
What about Liberty Ship? You like Liberty Ship, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I've only ever seen them once, though. They played Tramline, so I saw them then.
Yeah.
And I saw them again with you many moons ago at the Java Lounge. And,
oh, yeah. I remember.
Since then, I've not seen them. They just supported Reverend and the Makers on their acoustic tour. They were at Leadmill with them on Friday. But I've not, unfortunately, not been to see them.
I really like them.
So if anybody knows any Liberty Ship tour dates, let us know.
I like them. They are. I've seen them for the last few years, and they started off as basically kids doing it.
Yeah.
Like 13, 14, 15 years old.
Like the Sherlocks.
Very much like that, yeah. And so I almost feel like I've seen them grow.
Mm.
And they are brilliant. They're really good at what they do. They're catchy indie pop, isn't it, really? Mm.
Well, like the lads from Ordinance, I can remember seeing them on Sunday jam sessions when they, you like say, like they were 13, 14, and now they're kind of grown up and in bands. So
it's always good to follow a band through that.
Mm.
There's been three or four really young Sheffield bands that have done that, and now they're getting to kind of 16, 17. They're suddenly people are starting to pay attention to what they've done.
Mm.
And it is literally because they've had parents that have allowed them to do it. They've gone to the nights that they can play at, because they can't play at a lot of nights because of their age.
Too young, yeah.
So they've gone to the nights that they can play off, and they've just practiced.
Mm.
So I thought that we'd, it's another one that you picked actually, play some Liberty Ship. This was on, I think you played this on the show when I wasn't here, when you did it with
Sorry,
Luke.
James, yeah.
But I'll let you off. This is one of their later songs.
Yes.
Really catchy, I like this. Learning to Fly by Liberty Ship. Liberty Ship, and we were just saying off mic there that when I first saw them, they were a bit kind of like a bit of an Arctic Monkeys-y rip-off act in as many, many Sheffield bands were back then. But they've kind of come into their own and they've got a really good kind of sound behind them now.
Yeah, I was just saying to you that they remind me of the Coral.
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy for them.
But yeah, I think they are really good.
Yeah, and you've only seen them once.
Yes, yes. So if if you know of any 2017 dates for Liberty Ship,
yeah,
well, tweet us or whatever.
I'm just trying to think. I've seen them. Seen them at West Street Live, seen them at the Red House, which is now gone, I think.
Yeah, it has, because I drive past it every day to work.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think they're just building flats, I think.
Yeah, everything's turned into flats.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, seen them at all those little venues over the years, and they kind of stopped doing those venues and they started to do proper gigs now and proper support. Like you say, supporting Reverend and the Makers. I know.
I mean, he's been a big champion of Liberty Ship, hasn't he, for years.
The night that they did the Java Lounge in Hillsborough, that was John and Ed from Reverend and the Makers did a gig there that night, didn't they?
Yeah.
And bless him, what John did, because like he's supported this band for a while, John McClure from Reverend and the Makers, he told them at the beginning that he was going to just alternate with them, so he'd do a song, a Reverend song, and then swap over and let them come in and do their thing. And they did that all night, so it wasn't as if there was a support act.
Under it was a really good night, but that was a few years ago now, wasn't it?
It was.
Java Lounge haven't had anything on for a good few months, have they?
No, they kind of go for like 6 months without anything, and then decide to throw a couple on, and then it's never a regular thing there. Nice little different,
and it's round the corner from my house, so you know, jobs are good.
Exactly. And it's a nice little cafe to go to in the week as well.
Yes, support our local businesses.
Yeah, so the SSS.
Now I always say this, don't I? They were supposed to play at the Java Lounge.
They were.
When we were going, but they cancelled at the last minute, and who played instead?
Was it Ordnance? I think it was Ordnance that came in, was it?
Who was it that we saw that
there was somebody else
that
on that
band
night?
From Leeds. I want to say the Mezzanines.
Oh, the Mezzanines, they came down. That wasn't that night.
That was a different night.
Yeah.
But they were really good. Yeah. We haven't got any of them on today, though, so sorry.
I've not heard anything of them for a while.
No.
They're still going. Because I know that they did a lot with Double Denim in Leeds, who put on a lot of nights, and they also do look after a few bands. They look after, like, the Bar Mines and things like that. So the Mezzanines used to do stuff for them. I've not seen anything of them for a while.
No, well, they were really good. I'm out in Leeds on Friday because I'm going seeing the Courtineers.
Oh, the Courtineers.
Not that song, you idiot.
The Ford Courtineers. Who's supporting them on this tour? I did know this.
It's something like Clean Cut Kid.
Yeah, great radio.
It's Clean Cut Kid.
Is it Clean Cut Kid? Yeah. Right. I thought it was someone else supporting them, but yeah.
We might have got two support acts on.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But the SSS, again, is another Sheffield band that's kind of just grown up through, flown through the ranks, and this last year has been really big for them. I remember we played them on one of our very first shows, and I think they were playing a small gig somewhere. And since then, they've gone from doing kind of plug. They recently sold out a lead mill. And now they're going into the City Hall.
On next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah. What a big growth they've had this year. And their new single is really good, so we may as well just give that a quick play anyway.
Yep, let's give that a listen.
Straight into it. The SSS with The One You Need. Classic indie.
Yeah.
That's enjoyable, that. I really like that.
I need to do a quick shout-out, James, if you don't
mind. Do it.
I need to give a shout-out to Mia Hanafy, who's helping Maureen cook the tea whilst listening to us. So, hi, Mia.
Hi, Mia. What are we having
Kitty.
For tea?
Yeah.
Wait, where's my tea? What are we having?
Anyway, go on, what were you saying?
I was just saying that I really enjoyed the SSS. I really like that song. I think that's my favourite of theirs so far, and that's their latest single, which you can get on iTunes and all the usual places.
Mm. So did it sound a little bit Arctic Monkeys-ish to me?
It does have that kind of vocal twinge to it, but yeah. I've liked them for a while, but not been over-evangelistic about them because it's not been one band that's really, really caught me until.
Is it because they cancelled at the Java Lounge?
No.
Maureen's sweeted in. They're having steak and chips, everybody. So
steak and chips.
Yeah. Crack on, Mia.
My favourite. My favourite. Yeah. Can you do
You've
me
won
some?
James's heart.
Can you do me some peppercorn sauce with that, please? Thank you. I've got a slap on the wrist because Ray has tweeted me and said she's listened for 3.5 hours.
James
for Matic Mouth, and she didn't get a shout out, even though she did keep on saying she wanted to hear Matic Mouth. So when that was on, I should have given her a shout out. Sorry, Ray.
I'm in trouble later.
Yeah. But speaking of like that grime scene, like grime hip hop, a bit more commercial this one, but I think you've heard this. You remember Shola Amma?
Never mind, I heard it. I picked this one for the show, James.
You did?
Yes, I did like this one. Because on the show that you played it on, you played Matic Mouth and you played this one as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shola Amma, I think, is just a fantastic vocalist anyway. She did a lot of R&B stuff, didn't she?
Yes,
in the 90s and noughties. But she's come on to feature on a Coco track. Coco's a big kind of hip-hop grime artist in Sheffield. And he's done some amazing stuff recently. So he did a song with Protégé from Jamaica, who's really big over there, so it kind of crossed over. And Red Bull helped them do a documentary, so Coco actually went out to film the video over there for that song. And there's a documentary on YouTube that you can watch of Coco going to Jamaica and seeking out like all his family from like the past. Like it's really cool kind of documentary to watch. But I think this is, if you don't like grime, like your kid, right? I think this is the perfect kind of crossover song because it's that bit more commercial because it's got Shola Amma on it. It's got Deep Green on it as well, who's another big kind of grime artist around here. So let's just give this a try and see whether your kid likes this
one. Get your laughing gas around this.
Come on, Chad, you've got to like this one. We're going to get you into grime. Produced by Toddler T as well.
Oh, right, yeah. Another big artist in Sheffield.
His cheek gets skin deep, cutting eyes, eye flickering, stylized, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyes, eye flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering, skylights, the waters run deep.
Lately, I've been on the high. Show man the spirit of Kendrick Lamar, like how you gonna kill my vibe. Me, I can show you the shape of my heart if you look at me from the outside. You're finding it hard cause now I'm a star, but I thought you was on my side. Now you wanna take my fried chicken and fries, forget all the hype. Why? I'm not that guy. Please know that I'm not that guy. I might have caught another flight last night, but I don't know why you think that I'm that high. My bad, but I'm not that type. Now you wanna come and try and give my hype. Say what you want, say what you'd like. I just hope that you can sleep at night.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyes, eye flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyes, eye flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering, skylights, the waters run deep.
Lately, I've been in my zone. Sat in my pad and it's getting me mad cause these leeches won't leave me alone. You didn't know me then, but you know me now. I'm just feeling to switch off my phone. I don't need you when I don't need you, so I'm doing this fine on my own. Stuck in the past, born that now I'm grown. Real to the bone. Why? I'm not that guy. Please know that I'm not that guy. I might have caught another flight last night, but I don't know why you think that I'm that high. Keep friends closer, my enemies closer. I can't let another waste my time. Not every reaction needs a reaction. I can't let them take what's mine, that's why.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyes, eye flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering, skylights, the waters run deep.
and eyesight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Risk cheap, but don't see. Cause in hindsight flickering, skylights, the waters run deep.
I told him to be careful if the car miss you, cause that's the guy who don't wanna talk. He'd rather bark the waters deep in these awkward streets. Actions speak louder than words, so now your talk is cheap. Risen from a dark hell, swimming where the sharks dwell. Kicking with these kittens and they're itching, so the dark cells. I was underpaid, barely feeling hunger pains. So I had to fight to survive, just like the Hunger Games. Don't be asking what's cracking, I'm moving right in the trapping. I ain't slacking with rapping, tell them exactly what happened. Stepping out of the shadows into the limelight. In hindsight, I be focused that my line's fine. Making this won't even take me an hour. You got your face screwed up like what you're tasting is sour. What's the difference between rain and a shower? Cutting out these fake brothers like I'm Kanan from Power.
Kiss cheek and skin teeth, cooking eyes, eye flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering, skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin teeth, cooking eyes, eye flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering, skylights, the waters run deep.
Feeling wrestles, a heartbeat. You leave me breathless, but I can't be. Leading by example, hardly. Gaining credit, but hardly. Making wishes I can't keep. We swim in waters so deep.
This is Sheffield Live.
So what did Chad think of that one then?
Our kid has texted in everybody and said he can relate to this track, and Coco is an urban social commentator.
Wow.
So high praise indeed. But I quite like that one.
From the chat. Yeah. I like that. I think it is a perfect crossover track into that kind of music. And I get why people don't like hip-hop and grime and stuff. I absolutely do. But I don't like to be a bit of a music snob that some people can be. Not saying your kid is.
No, of course not.
Just realised as I was saying it, that's how that was going to come across. Wow. Another band that I just wanted to play, and we've only got 5 minutes left, so I think we'll give them a go. They've supported this show, they've listened quite a bit, they sent us a bit of music in, so I just thought it'd be nice to give them a play. I don't know if you've seen these guys. Have you seen Adelphi?
No, I've not.
No?
No.
They started off as like two guys that did acoustic music, joined together to put a band behind them, and so it is like having two frontmen. So it's really cool kind of what they're doing. It's something different to watch. And it's all accessible pop stuff. It's not your loud indie music or anything. Mm. Not rock and roll generally. But it's decent to go and see and listen to. So just thought we'd give Hip Shaker by them a bit of a play.
Okie doke.
Tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. A smile wouldn't kill me, but I still wouldn't laugh at your joke. And every word you say is just another lie you already told. You're not drinking, why'd you live alone? Well, it's the bad things that you do. Lip biter, tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. Dictator, soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be glad when you are gone. Don't look at me and put your eyes so desperately. By pretending I'm the only taste that will satisfy. I can see that you've got dreams of a silver screen. Put your morals open easily. Lip biter, tongue twister. Hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. Dictator, soul taker, mind twister.
chapel's been bitten up. The poison's been tucked in. Since you're out there, it's going strong.
Soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be back when you're gone. Lip biter, tongue twister, hip shaker, and we can't get enough of you. Dictator, soul taker, mind drifter, we'll be back when you are gone.
This is Sheffield Live.
So, Delphi, what did you think of that? Because you've not seen them, have you?
No. I thought that was all right.
Yeah, that I'd was a live version as well.
Oh, was it? That was really good then.
It was live at the Toolmaker Studios, which is a new studio in Sheffield that bands can go and do sessions in.
So, where's that?
It's out near where the old Stanley Tools factory is up, I want to say Rutland Road, but I don't think it is Rutland Road. Just near Shalesmore-ish.
I thought it might be Shalesmore, yeah.
Yeah, right, we've got less than a minute. So okay. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, I have. Thank you for inviting me, yes.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming, and thank you for picking some brilliant songs to play as well.
It's all right.
Yeah.